I know.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Jamie.
Oh, hello. So good to hear from you.
I know. We need to talk sometime. See what's been going on with you.
Oh, gosh. Probably some of the same things that are going on with you, huh? Just trying to survive.
Probably. I'm keeping the doctors alive and buying their Mercedes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's so good to hear your voice. So good.
It's good to hear you too. I wasn't tuning into the lectures for a while, and I just got back into it. So I'm.
Oh well, good.
Doing better.
Well, I had a summer of Israeli company preparing for them, and then they were here for 3 weeks, so it was hard for me to make the classes too. So
that sounds like fun, though. Although I'm sure it was a lot of work.
It was a lot of work, yes, it was. But it came out, it turned out okay. So I survived.
Yeah, there you go. So how many people were there? A couple or?
No, it was our friend who was 71 and his 13-year-old daughter.
Ah.
So we hadn't seen them since she was 5. When we left Israel, she was 5 years old. So it was really nice to be able to see her grown up. And
of course, she's
a
lot different now. A lot different.
Yeah.
Well, that's
Are you putting in the graphics? Or are you still putting in the graphics? And
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the one part while I have you. The Rosh Chodesh Elul, but this week, you know, 5778. The little blue graphic that has the Anida D, when you print, you can't read the print. It just comes out a blue. So I don't know if you can change the color in any way.
Oh,
and
normally
I know
I could, but not once it was gone out. When I left it, it was not like that, okay? After I've been with it, logged out. But if an octopus puts the cursor in one time in one of those boxes that have already been edited, it just slings it back and in that case, all the, the color went stark raven mad. So it was just like a...
last year was that way when I compared it to last year's. I usually don't print it every year, but I wanted to give this one to a friend, and so I wanted to put the email addresses of all the links. Then when I noticed that you couldn't read that print, and I went back and looked at last year's, and you couldn't read that one either. You can on the website, but when you print it,
it just doesn't come through.
Yeah.
It's wild, isn't it, the things that can happen.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, well, that's just, one time and maybe 5 million, so... Don't worry about it.
You were looking at Hello, is that right?
Yes.
Hello.
I was looking at
Hello. You were looking at Hello, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, that was
Brandon.
A long time. Hello.
Brandy,
hello.
He hasn't come on yet.
Okay, I'm on
Jamie?
You. Hey, Jamie, how are you?
Hello. It's good to hear you.
Thank
it's
you.
Been a long
good
time.
To hear you. Long time.
I know. It's been a very long time. I'm just holding for Hanok to get on and enlighten us.
I'm going to mute. I'm in my car.
Okay.
He didn't come on last night either. So,
Well, was he on at 1:30 today? I just could not sign in for that, you know, this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was on today with me. It's 12:30, and he was on today. But last night he wasn't on. The 8 o'clock.
But you did. He was on today earlier. Okay. Well,
yeah.
I'm sure he'll come on. I'm sure he will. He's probably eating dinner.
We've been waiting 10 minutes.
You think you should call him? Do you want to bother him, or what should we do?
Well, it's just 7 minutes after the hour, so we still have a few minutes. He may still come on. So.
Okay. I'm looking to see if I have a rough draft on my computer of the Ray one, and that has links in it. If I do have it on my computer, it won't be in a,
it's on page 13, I believe, on the HTM, you know, the administrative pages. I think it's page 13.
You know what? It's a long time since I went on the website because I lost the connection, and I just honestly have not had the energy to, you know, to get back and find it.
Well, it's not a big deal.
To get back,
I'll just write. You know, her copy, I'll just write what it is. So, you know, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
It's just you upped and popped today that I thought, well, okay, I can just tell you. I wasn't even going to mention to him because there's a few links that won't come up. And I wasn't even going to mention that.
I'm looking for it now. Okay. Just see if I can find it and see if there's anything I can do about it. It's really, I wish that I was on, I wish I could get back in, and one of these days I will. It's just I have, you know, had a rough time recently, and just have not had the energy.
I will understand.
Yeah, isn't it weird? Yeah, it's you know, I'm just really glad that I'm actually better now than I was a couple of years ago.
Hello.
Ah. Hello.
How are you, Jenny? Are you, Hannah?
I'm okay. I just woke for a nap, so. And just was so elated to hear Jamie's voice.
I agree about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm trying to get back into a good habit, you know?
And a good time, too. Perfect timing.
Yeah.
I have a quick question to ask you, Jamie.
Okay.
Were you working on the email within the last hour?
I looked up. I logged off about an hour ago. Were you trying to get out in?
Did you have problems where for a few minutes where it kept telling you that it was saving it again or that it needed to be saved?
No, actually, I did, and then I saved and I logged off because I had a feeling you might be trying to do something. So I logged off.
We were both doing it at the same time.
That confuses the internet.
Yeah, it does.
But I thought where you had added some questions that you didn't have on before. So
right.
And you must have been on at some point. So I'll stay off it till tomorrow, baby.
That's fine. I'm sorry.
I thought
it was funny that we were both working on it at the same time.
It is funny. It is funny.
So the class today is found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's row 15, second column from the left. For advanced reincarnations. Reincarnation, not plural, although it is plural. And scroll down to class 22A. And we're actually catching up in a class that for some reason I had skipped. So we start with chapter 18, section 3, which is titled Yabok and Rectification.
Would you repeat that again? Chapter 18, what?
Section 3.
Section 3, okay.
And I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabrechu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urkimu Utkimu Udhilu Urkimu Le'akta L'shem Yodhe Bavate B'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amatunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Kananehu. A man who only performs positive mitzvahs merits the nefesh called asiya. However, he is similar to a woman whose husband has gone overseas and has left her without clothing, food, or drink. He is like the Shekhinah that sits in exile and darkness while her house lays in ruin. That is what a nefesh of a person is like without a ruach, which is its husband, so to speak, without light and intelligence for understanding. He is similar to a woman whose husband has gone overseas and has left her without clothing, food, or drink. Nefesh is drawn from Malchut, the Sephirah of action. Spiritual intelligence starts from the Ruach and up. If this person then strives to learn Torah constantly and teach the oral law for altruistic motives, he will merit a Ruach from Yetzirah. He will be like the woman whose husband has arrived to live with her forever in her house, clothing her, feeding her, giving her to drink, and elevating her. Such is one to whom Ruach comes and dwells within his nefesh, filling it with the spirit of wisdom, elevating the nefesh from Asiyah to Yetzirah. If a person then endeavors to learn the hidden wisdom, the secrets of Torah, then he will merit to receive a neshama from Briah. It will shine from within the Ruach and cause even greater ascent. Then he is called Adam Shalem, a complete man, to which the verse refers when it says, God made man in his image. Learning Kabbalah causes the inner light of the soul to shine forth. The secret is as follows. When a person only possesses nefesh, then he is only affected by the name Aleph Daled Nun Yud, Adonai. This is the name that energizes Malchut, the lowest Sephirah. When he learns Torah altruistically, then he merits Ruach, which comes from the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. This name enlivens Tiferet, the source of the Ruach. When he learns the mysteries of Torah, then he merits the Neshama, and he will draw down strength and blessing from the name Aleph-Heh-Yud-Heh. This name gives strength to Bina, the source of the Neshama. Now, when all three names come together in the person, they total the gematria of Yabok, which is 112, Yud Bet Kuf. And you see it's 65 for Adonai, 26 for Hashem, and 21 for Aleph Heh Yud Heh, totaling 112. And I am adding, the same name, Yabok, is an eastern tributary of the Jordan River, located about halfway between the Kinneret and the Dead Sea. This is the river that Jacob crossed over the night he fought with the angel of Esau, and had his name unofficially changed to Israel, representing his personal perfection. Through the power of this divine name, he was able to ascend to a higher level. This name is used for elevation, as it is composed of the three names, Adonai, Hashem, and Echie, which corresponds to the Nefesh, the Ruach, and the Neshama. The successively higher aspects of the soul, Jacob went so far as to reach such a level that he required a higher name. The Talmud teaches that his original name remained. Jacob is his name from the Nefesh aspect of his being. Israel is the name of the Neshama aspect. You'll notice it does not say, this is a commentary, an unwritten commentary. You'll notice that it does not say that he has another third name representing the level of the Ruach. And that's because while it said it was Jacob was the name connected to Adonai, earlier it was saying that the Nefesh is only complete when the Ruach joins it. And so when it said that Jacob is the name for Adonai, the Nefesh, it's really saying that that's only really true and complete when Jacob becomes complete by connecting with the Ruach. Continuing to read. The rectification of the soul is personal redemption. With respect to him, it says, Hashem save, may the king answer us on the day we call. At the time of the redemption, rectification of the soul is personal redemption. This verse in Hebrew, Ye'anenu B'yom Karenu, has the head letters of Yud Bet Kuf, meaning or spelling the word Yabok. Only one merits redemption through repenting through the divine names Yud Bet Kuf and Bet Kuf Yud. Then the person will have Nefesh from Asiyah, Ruach from Yetzirah, and Neshima from Bria. If he will further rectify himself, he can then achieve the three from Yetzirah. If he rectifies himself even more, he can receive the three from Bria, and after further rectification, the three from Atzilut as well. This is an unwritten commentary, but you can also understand that there are 12 different levels of soul that have been described. The four worlds, each with a nefesh, ruach, and neshama from within each of those worlds. And this obviously would connect with the 12 tribes. This is a written commentary. There's a level of personal redemption and a level of community redemption and a level of world redemption. People refer to world redemption as the coming of Mashiach. Kabbalah teaches that as long as we are looking outside of ourselves to change, we have not started any level of redemption. Once we start to change ourselves, we start a personal level of redemption, which has to go through the three levels of Kuf Yud Bet, which relate to the three levels of the soul. Then we can unify with a community and start that community redemption and ultimately reach a world redemption. As individuals reach the personal redemption, they reach a level of personal Mashiach. This can grow to community Mashiach. Are you getting the sense of how far from completion humanity has put itself? That is the end of the section. Does anybody have any questions?
I'm wondering how we know we've reached a level that, you know, we're ready for community, or if we, well, we're within those levels we are.
Once you begin to study Kabbalah, you have achieved the level of personal Mashiach. Prior to that, you're not complete with your neshama at the level of Asiyah. But at that, the next level, or essentially once you've reached at that level, you are starting the work on creating the community Mashiach. But what does the community Mashiach mean? For the children of Israel, it means the levels of bringing all of the people to the consciousness of Israel. And it would only be, and one of the stages of that is when we reached earlier this year, when half of the Jewish population has made Aliyah to live in Israel. But the complete redemption of the community would be when the Mashiach manifests, the world Mashiach manifests, and it announces that it is time to return to the land of Israel. Essentially, that's how you know from practical standpoint. There are other levels at each in between, so it's not as simple as that. I hope I was clear and wasn't confusing, Hannah.
No, that's good. Thank you.
Chapter 18, section 4 is titled The Four Elementals. Regarding created beings, there are four elementals. Present-day science claims that there are over 100 elements. In fact, it is not a contradiction. These four grand elements have many subdivisions. And their mnemonic is Aleph, Resh, Mem, Ayin. One whose predominant quality is love will merit worlds of resplendent seas and water castles, whose gematria is 310. It's actually 311 with the Aleph. This is the number of worlds that the righteous inherit in the world that is coming. The significance of this is that each of these worlds has in it the four elements. The nature of each individual set of worlds depends upon how he blended the elements in his service of Hashem while alive. For example, love manifests primarily from the element of water. One whose predominant quality is love will merit worlds of resplendent seas and water castles. And I am adding, actually the gematria is 311. Why the Talmud says 310 relates to the name of God El, with its gematria of 31. This teaching about the 310 worlds is quite real and quite literal. In my opinion, those people who choose to stay in the earthbound planes, even when they think they travel to other dimensions, are not going to receive these spiritual and physical worlds until they grow to the higher levels taught with the tools of the Sefer Yetzirah. Which stands for Esh, for fire, that's the Aleph, Ruach, the wind, Resh, Maim, water, Mem, and Afar, dust, Ayin. They are themselves an expression of the four letters of the Tetragrammaton as explained in the Zohar. From these four elements, which are hinted to by the four letters of the Tetragrammaton, all of physical creation was brought into existence. This is an unwritten commentary, but essentially this whole discussion is the these four elements. Every physical item, the body of every physical item, is composed of these four elements. So something could have mostly dust, which is what afar means, or it could have mostly water, mostly ruach, mostly mayim, but it would always be composed of some percentage of each of the four. nobody lacks any aspect. There is no physical body, physical form that would lack mind, would lack water. There is no form that would lack wind, air, ruach. There's nothing that wouldn't, no form that would lack ish, fire, and so forth. Continuing to read. The infinite light shines to the four letters, and they shine to the four sides of the divine chariot, which in turn shine to the four elements and the four angels in charge of them. This is a teaching from the Sefer Yetzirah. Eventually, it all progressively descends and cascades down to become the four elements of the universe. Furthermore, the four letters of the Tetragrammaton combine to make 12 permutations. A set of four members can be combined in 16 ways, 4 times 4. However, since one of the letters of the Tetragrammaton, the He, is repeated, it only combines 12 ways. And they continue to create even more combinations, each different from the other, in level and in number, until they total 600,000. Each combination itself expands into further permutations, and they in turn expand more until the total equals the amount of soul roots. Each name is a direct channel of divinity. The souls are one with Hashem. There are therefore the same amount of soul roots as the names that channel divinity. If you've ever asked or you've heard the question, this is an unwritten commentary, if you've ever heard the question, how many names, how many attributes does Hashem have? One answer is that there are 600,000 attributes. Continuing to read, unless, did somebody ask a question?
I didn't, because it was me.
Was it me?
Okay.
And Brandy's in her car, so.
Not a problem.
Okay.
I hear strange things all the time. The Tetragrammaton is the intrinsic name. There are actually infinite categories of names. The Tetragrammaton is, however, the intrinsic name. Therefore, essential soul roots come from it. Unwritten commentary. In the human ego, we have the perception that there is only humanity that has given free will. What this commentary said, the translator's commentary, is that there are an infinite number of species, each with 600,000 soul components that make up the universe. But in any given time, only one of those, in any given 7,000-year period, only one of those will have free will. Continuing to read. These 600,000 combinations also have among them the four elements. And this is what allows various different combinations, which result in an unlimited amount of different creations, all from the four elements. However, the uniqueness of any given name or part of creation drawn from a name will be based upon its predominant element. As the Rambam writes in the first book of the Mishnah Torah, the souls of man, which are from the four spiritual elements, as mentioned. From the elements come all of the quality traits. And the Tanya explains which traits come from which elements. This is the key to rectifying the personality. The main job of a person in the world is to purify all of his qualities from their bad aspect. Fire must be cleansed from manifesting as anger, to be left as pure, holy passion. Water needs to be purified from being drawn after lust, leaving it to shine in the soul as divine delight. Wind must be separated from its negative aspect of energizing pride and idle chatter to be left as the calm spirit. And dust requires cleansing from expressing as laziness and depression to remain a channel for a proper measure of stoicism in the psyche. Each of the four elements in all of their combinations totals 600,000. Therefore, they divide into many parts according to the permutations, each part being called a complete part soon, called man, which is his supernal root. This is a term for a complete spiritual organism, composed of 248 spirit limbs and 365 spirit veins. The division is unlimited. With this, you can understand the secret of Gilgul, which is the reincarnation of the parts, and the arrival of each will depend upon the time appropriate for it. When God reincarnates a soul, a different ruach is paired with a different nefesh. When God reincarnates a soul, a different ruach is paired with a different nefesh. This causes a different element dynamic in the personality. It is done in a specific manner, tailor-made to suit the needs of what that person must be tested with and what he must accomplish in that given lifetime. In a past lifetime, one who rectified the quality of love might have to come back to rectify fear. The simple lesson of all this is how important it is to take advantage of where one is at any given moment, to see it to its fullest extent. My commentary. I'm about to reveal things that are known to me, yet science has not yet realized this. Let us return to the 12 permutations instead of the 24. Above it said 16, but that is not complete. The two-letter hays in the Tetragrammaton are considered the same, since it has been authorized to write the name in the Torah scroll with these letters made the same. Yet they can also be different. The left line can be a yud or a vav. When this is followed through, we have 24 permutations, which is why we have 24 hours in a day. Rabbi Auerbach has translated the way he perceives things. We are where we think. There are 12 months, but there are actually 24. 12 of these months are so similar that we call them constellations and not months. There are many other things that will be revealed soon. Actually, to reveal more, we'll take questions from students. That is the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions?
I have a question, Hanok.
Go ahead.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the double month?
About
24 instead of 12? You said that that they are 24 months.
Right. And then I told you what they were. The 12 Hebrew months and the 12 constellations, the 12 main constellations. According to science, there are 88 constellations, but they're all subcomponents of those 12. Time is the distance between cause and effect. Time is a component or an aspect of mercy, of Tiferet. So when you say the name of a sign, of a zodiac sign like Libra, it's dealing with mercy, just like the month of Tishrei.
Tishrei.
Tishrei is the month when all the Jewish holidays come in. The new year, etc. It's the seventh month. The seventh month is an aspect of balance. The astrological sign is an aspect of balance. Those nine, it all relates to the year, which relates to Bina. But it's all relating to mercy, to Tiferet. I don't know if that was clear at all, Jasmine.
It helps a lot.
All right. I believe
there
was another question or two. You're welcome. I believe there was some other questions.
Well, I was wondering if that meant that each month then has a parallel month. Just like you said, Libra and Tishrei matched up.
You remember in astrology, the Hebrew months start on the 1st and end on the 29th or 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And when the first comes in, the new sign comes in. There's no crossover of the signs onto the months. So there's definitely a relationship between the months and the signs. Is it clear, Thomas?
Not really. I mean, there are several months that are water signs. There's several months that are fire signs and so forth. So is that kind of how they match up?
Yes.
I don't know if I'm wording it right.
You know, there's so many aspects.
It's all, you are correct. They're all, there's three water signs. The month of Scorpio is a water sign. The month of Cancer is a water sign. And the month of Pisces is a water sign. So those three months relate to three astrological signs in the zodiac, which relate, the major components of those signs is water.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the original idea of the Aleph, the Resh, the Mem, and the Ayin that we discussed right at the beginning of today's class. The form, the bodily form of something that is created takes on the majority item. But there's always a percentage of the other three included in that form. There's no one human being who's all merciful. Sometimes everybody gets angry. That there's no mercy in anger. Anger comes from fire. Mercy comes from water. But if you say something is merciful, the majority of their components are based on water. Is it a little more clear now?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Different Levels of Souls, Chapter 19, Section 1. We have explained elsewhere that the difference between the souls of angels and that of man is that these man, come from a zivug, a unity of Haneshikin Ha'elyonim, literally supernal kisses, unification of Chachma and Bina. The point of creation is the soul of a man. I am adding, the point of creation has the meaning of the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation is the soul of man. Described above, but not realized, is that what is a man is more than a human being. There are many men-style beings. These human beings, called angels or messengers, they also have free will, contrary to popular thinking. They just are so close to the light that to go against the light is unthinkable, and that is not considered free will. There are other men who do not have free will. This is part of learning to travel the universes and the dimensions, and this is what we teach in the Sefer Yetzirah. The interaction and pairing of Sephiroth take place on different levels within their structure. Different types of souls result from different variations. The point of creation is the soul of man. It therefore comes from the loftiest unifications. Kisses come from being face to face. The word for face is panim, which also means inside or within. The soul within shines out through the face. The deepest part of a person radiates love to another by means of a kiss. But from this itself, the soul is created from the uniting of the deepest levels. The deepest levels above, as if in a loving kiss. This equips it to be ready by nature to unite with its maker in the deepest manner. This is the secret of the Song of Songs, Shir HaShirim. It is a love story between Hashem and the soul of the men. It so begins, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Rashi explains that it is the soul's supplication to divine inspiration and prophecy, which is the highest connection to Hashem. I am adding, there are higher levels than prophecy, since prophecy comes from the levels of Netzach and Hod. Whereas these angels come from the lower Zivu, which occurs in Yesod. This is called a Zivuk Gufani, literally physical unification. It is so coined relatively because it happens in the lowest places of the Sephirot of any given part su. Likewise, souls stem from the internal part of the worlds, and angels from the external parts of the world. I am adding, it is time for you to realize that angels are your higher self until you grow past them, and then they will become your external self. There are countless levels of soul roots in between. Many kinds of souls come from the Zibug HaOlam Elyon, literally upper world pairing, but due to a blemish are forced to descend. The descent, however, is not necessarily the same for each. There are many different levels to which a soul can descend as a result of a blemish. The blemish can come from the soul's mistake while it was incarnated, or from damage caused by the original sin. There are two groups. The first being those who descend because of a blemish and come into this world on the level to which they have descended. The second are those souls whose roots are on the same level at which they enter the world. Therefore, the status of each is not the same. The main tikkun is at night. However, the main tikkun is still at night when one deposits his soul by saying upon lying down, in your hand I entrust my spirit, which is one of the verses we say in the nighttime Shema. At that time, the soul is elevated to a higher level of zibug and then returns as a new creation. In the secret, they are new every morning. A person can go from level to level this way until he reaches his actual roots and achieves completion. Alternatively, this can occur in the secret of Nafilat Kapayim, the supplication while bending, penitential prayers recited after the Amidah, about reciting the verse, to you, Hashem, I lift up my soul. Through this, he is able to ascend from level to level, according to his deeds until his roots. This is an unwritten commentary. There are certain days in the year that we do not have Tzadikim who chose those days to leave the world. There's always a question, why are there no Tzadikim on those days? And the real question is to understand the Kabbalists do not say these penitential prayers which is called Takanun, they don't say it whenever there is a day that has a tzaddik who left, because they utilize the soul of the tzaddik on that day to, as their channel, to grow and to elevate. But there are certain days that have no tzaddik, and that is the issue. I'm getting a lot of static, so please mute your phone, or if necessary, I will do it. Thank you. Continuing to read. One who is a scholar and finds himself doing dishes at the moment needs to return to his scholarly pursuits. Likewise, a soul that has fallen to a lower station within the Sephiroth naturally needs to return to its higher source. This is one way of expressing what its rectification is about. And I am adding, dreams are the most merciful aspect of the tikkun correction. One can experience pain on the spiritual level and not on the physical level. This is a very deep teaching that one needs to contemplate. That is the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? Say again?
I didn't say anything.
Okay. I would like to finish this short section, chapter 19, section 2, but we're running a little bit over, so I hope it's not a problem for people.
I'd like to ask a quick question. One
Go
can
ahead.
Experience the spiritual level and not on the physical level. Is that in a dream? Did you experience that pain?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
An example would be if you have a dream where you are experiencing lashes. It is easier to experience that pain in the dream than to physically receive lashes in this world, in the physical world. Chapter 19, Section 2, examples of different soul levels. An example could be a soul which originated above, perhaps in the world of Atzilut, but which descended because of a blemish to the world of Asiyah, the level from which it entered a body. It can, through good deeds, ascend back to the world of Atzilut, and through the Zivug of Atzilut, he can do all of this while still alive and no longer need to reincarnate. One can descend during daytime while performing Nafilat Apayim in the morning, because at that time, Jacob has a zivug with Rachel, who is called Akeret Habayit, the mainstay of the house, meaning that Rachel is the main wife of Jacob. And the time of Rachel, the time of roughly between 4 and 6 in the morning, is a time that the Talmud says when a wife and a husband will have discussions together. The patriarchs are the very Merkava, divine chariot. They are an embodiment and expression of the supernal Partsufim in this world. Moreover, the manner in which they pair below reflects the way it is above, These zivugim will be discussed at length in chapter 28. Prayer starts by relating to the lowest levels of Asiyah and climaxes by connecting to Atzilut. The point is that at the time when there is coupling above, the soul can, through its intentions, latch onto this and as if hitch a ride uptown. The underlying process that occurs throughout the order of the daily prayers is the unification of the Partsufim. This gives birth to light and divine flow from which comes all the spiritual and physical sustenance to the universe. Prayer starts by relating to the lowest levels of Asiyah and progressively rises. The standing Amidah prayer climaxes by connecting to Atzilut. Where do you go from the top? To the bottom? The succeeding Nefilat Apayim prayer takes us beneath Asiyah to the Sitra Achra. By virtue of having reached such a lofty place, we are empowered to go to the lowest place and redeem sparks that fell there. Relative to the individual, one is enabled to elevate the fallen parts of his own soul and restore them to himself. This liberates the soul to ascend back to its roots. Since it is the 10th Sephirah in Atzilut, the main Sephirah of the 10 of Atzilut. First in thought, last in deed. The Sephirah progression is an enfolding from above to below of providence. Malchut, the last stop, is the point of it all. Only through it can the lights of the other Sephirot come to fruition. Just as all the male energies can only reproduce through a woman. Moreover, or however, if a soul is rooted below and wants to become elevated higher than its root through good deeds, it can only do so at night through the verse, "In your hand I entrust my soul," as mentioned above. For the highest form of elevation is one whose root is above, and after descending, ascends once again. At nighttime, there is a zivug between Jacob and Leah, which is not included in the 10 Sephirot, but is the backside aspect of the Malchut of Tevunah, as is known. Sometimes unofficial help can help the most. A level that exists outside of the 10 Sephirot per se, is not bound to ascend through their hierarchy and can therefore end up in a higher place. This is describing the idea that someone who sins and does teshuvah can elevate to a higher place, can stand at a higher place than even a tzaddik who has never sinned. The main rectification process of the shattering of the vessels involved the welding of the Sephirot into Partsufim. An entire infrastructure was created. For reasons explained elsewhere, a small system was also created outside of the main structure. The Sephirot Bina became the Partsufima. Its light is too great to be directly transmitted to the lower realms. It operates through a sub-quasi-partsuf at its bottom called Tevunah. Some of its light is further filtered by the partsuf of Leah. It stands at Malchut, the lowest point of Tevunah, at its back. It is so designated to relate to the backside levels. Those who have fallen away from Hashem, it is as if the backside of providence being outside of the system. If one wants to experience direct relationship to Hashem, one must act at all times as if he is here. Certainly the divine omniscience is absolute at all times. How it manifests to us depends on what we do. If one wants to experience direct relationship to Hashem, one must act at all times as if he is here, as in, I set Hashem before me continuously. This concept was opened to the world through Leah. The Torah tells that she lacked beauty. However, the rabbis tell that people would say that she is destined to marry Esau, who was known to be wicked. She so found herself in a backside situation, one in which providence seemed to place her behind the game. She did not despair. She constantly cried and prayed for help. She ended up marrying the righteous Jacob and giving birth to some of his best offspring. She so merited to be the embodiment of this spiritual root above. And so each one who to serve Hashem from amidst any backside sort of situation merits to draw the energy of this part too, which can result in a catapulting to lofty heights. What is similar between them, however, is that all souls can be elevated from level to level without limit, as a result of one's deeds, providing one has this intention. What comes out of this is a very inspiring. Not only can a person return home to his lost soul root, he can supersede it and ascend to an even higher place. It all depends upon one's actions. The first step is to find out who you are. This requires time alone in communion with Hashem. One examines his deeds and judges them before Hashem. Measure for measure. Hashem reciprocates and relates more and more to the person, revealing things about himself. Once an understanding of the intrinsic soul root is attained, one can then learn about the specific things necessary to return to it. After reaching it, one can strive for rungs above. Shmuel says, since I mentioned the matter of angels, I will write a small introduction regarding the issue. The angels of Briah are greater than the souls of righteous people from the world of Yetzirah. Likewise, the angels of Yetzirah are greater than the souls from Asiyah. However, the souls of Briah are greater than the angels of Briah itself, and how much more so than the angels of Yetzirah. The same is true of Yetzirah and Asiyah. The souls from the Keter of Briah are greater than the angels from the Keter of Briah. However, the angels from the Keter of Briah are greater than the souls from the Chokma of Briah. And this is the way it is throughout. My commentary. These differing soul roots will be gone over in greater detail later in the coming chapters. If that's the end of the class, the end of the section, does anyone have any questions? you all have a Shavuot Tov, a good week. We will have classes tomorrow at 4:30 and at 7. 4:30 will be a deeper Zohar class relating to the Sefer, the Parsha of Lech Lecha. And at 7 o'clock, we will go into the writings of the Ari on the Parsha of Re'eh. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful week.
Thank you. Thank you. Same to you.